Welcome, welcome to the first ever episode of the Filmtrepreneur Podcast. Now let's get the show started right with this quote. People who say it cannot be done should not interrupt those who are doing it. Confucius.
This is the Filmtrepreneur Podcast, where we teach you the top strategies, tactics, and growth hacks that every indie filmmaker needs to know to make money with their films. We are the podcast that puts the business back into show business. And here's your host, Alex Ferrari.
Welcome to the Filmtrepreneur Podcast. I am your humble host, Alex Ferrari. Today's show is sponsored by Black Box. Now, guys, as filmtrepreneurs, we're always looking for a little bit of side cash, a little bit of extra revenue streams, and Black Box does that in spades. What they do is allows you to sell your stock footage, you know, footage that's sitting around in your hard drive from old shoots or stuff that you're actually creating for the stock footage market, but it allows you to submit to all the stock footage platforms at once. It handles all the technical submitting and also payments, so you can get all your payments out of one platform as opposed to going to all these other places and signing up everywhere. It does it all for you. I've created a really, really nice revenue stream from Black Box, and it is a passive revenue stream, which is amazing. So if you want to check it out, head over to blackbox.global to find out more. So guys, I want to welcome you to my new podcast, the Filmtrepreneur Podcast. It has been in the works for a little bit without question, and I've been very, very excited to finally release this to the tribe and to the world, and I think it's well overdue. Now, I know a lot of you are asking, Alex, what's wrong with you, man? You already have two podcasts. You've got two full things going on, plus Indie Film Hustle TV, plus you wrote a book, plus all this other craziness. Why would you do this? Why would you throw more stuff on your plate? And the answer is that I felt that it's something that was needed. I felt that it's something that the tribe really needed to dig into a little deeper. And I've talked a little bit about stuff that I'm going to be covering on this podcast on Indie Film Hustle, on Bulletproof Screenwriting, and on the blogs as well. But I wanted to go deep dive because I feel that making money with your movie, there's so many deeper things that I can talk about that I just is not appropriate for just a general filmmaking podcast. So I wanted to create an entire company, an entire brand dedicated to helping you make money with your film or films, make a business, a sustainable business that you can redo again and again and again and actually create a career for yourselves out of the passion that you love, which is filmmaking, which is screenwriting, which is content creation, which is whatever you want it to be in this business. But I'm here to help, and I want to bring you this information to really hopefully change the game. I want people to start thinking of themselves as filmtrepreneurs, people who actually look at their movies as businesses, as product lines that you can create from it, so many different things. And we're going to get into all of that in this podcast and in many other things that I'll be doing with this new company. Now, if you want to check out what I'm doing with Filmtrepreneur, all you have to do is go to filmtrepreneur.com. Now, that I know is a mouthful, but you'll learn. Trust me. I learned how to spell it. It took me a second to learn how to spell it, but you'll learn how to spell it too. It's Filmtrepreneur. So it's kind of like entrepreneur. We just took the EN off and put the film on it. So it's FilmTrepreneur.com. Now, a little quick shortcut to get to the site. All you got to do is type in filmmakingbusiness.com. If you type in filmmakingbusiness.com, it'll go straight to Filmtrepreneur. And that's a little hack so you could tell everybody, just go to filmmakingbusiness.com and it'll take you right to Filmtrepreneur. Now, I want to let you know what to expect out of this podcast, which is going to be a slightly bit different than the Indie Film Hustle podcast and definitely a lot different than the Bulletproof Screenwriting podcast. Very first thing we're going to be covering is film breakdowns. We're going to actually break down movies with the creators of that movie and talk about not only the making of it, but more importantly, on the focus of this podcast, is how they sold it, how they distributed it, how they created different product lines and ancillary revenue streams from that movie or a set of movies or a television series or content in general, whether it be a YouTube channel, Vimeo project, however they're making revenue with visual content, that's what I want to get into. That's what I want to dig into. So I'm going to be hunting for these kind of stories, these kind of filmmakers, and they are out there, and I already have a bunch of them coming on the show. So get very, very excited about that because it's kind of mind-blowing stuff. We're going to think outside the box on this show. We're going to be thinking about filmmaking in a completely new way. We are filmtrepreneurs. I want you to say it again. I am a filmtrepreneur. I am a person who looks at their film like a business. It's wonderful to be an artist. It's wonderful to create. But if you don't know how to sell that art, if you don't know how to do it sustainably and do it again and again, you will not make it. Period, guys. So that's why Filmtrepreneur was born. That's what I wanted to really focus on. So first category, first things we're going to be covering is film breakdowns. Second is going to be a real heavy focus on micro-budget filmmaking. Filmmaking from $75,000 to below $100,000 films and below, all the way down to a $2,000 or $3,000 film like my film On the Corner of Ego and Desire. So I want to kind of really break down the tips and tricks of making a film or a product on a very low budget, because one of the keys to being a filmtrepreneur is to keep your overhead low, to keep the cost down. The lower the budget, the more freedom you have to experiment, to play, and to make mistakes. And we're going to focus on that as well on the show. The next area is going to be film business. So the business side of filmmaking, all the new minutiae and things that really don't want to talk about sometimes, but we have to understand about. So trademarks, copyrights, IPs, legal paperwork, legal talk, as well as just business models, things that generate actual income for your film. We're going to be talking about that. Next thing we're going to be talking about is film branding and marketing. Such important parts of this process, and most filmmakers have no idea about how to brand themselves, how to brand their films or their production companies, or how to do marketing for any of those things, how to do social media marketing, how to do blog marketing and using different media outlets to market your film, how to create Facebook ads and how to target niche audiences, and all of these things we're going to go over deeply on this show. Next is going to be film distribution, the dreaded film distribution, where so many horror stories have come out of, but I am going to be here to demystify film distribution for you, traditional film distribution and self-distribution. And there are pluses and minuses to both, and we're going to go over all of that on the show. And finally, we're going to talk about self-development. This is an area that is not talked about pretty much at all in our space, in the filmmaking, you know, online space. I've been one of the few people who do talk about it at all with meditation and, you know, self-improvement and kind of educating yourselves and, you know, just doing work on yourselves, your psychological thinking and how you think about making movies and all of these kind of things. We're going to dive deep into self-development because I could teach you all you want about how to make a movie for under $5,000, the business, the marketing, the distribution, how to create product lines, how to create a sustainable business. But if you don't get out of your own way with your own thinking or things that you've been carrying around with you since you were, you know, a baby or a kid, or just doubts and crap that, you know, obstacles that you throw in front of yourself, if you cannot break through any of those fear barriers that you create, this is all for naught. And I think it'd be irresponsible of me to only teach you all the technical aspects of how to be a filmtrepreneur. To be a true filmtrepreneur, you also need to have a command and a responsibility for your own actions. You have to be able to control your mind. You have to be able to control your fears and do it anyway. And that's what I'm going to dive into deep as well on this show. And if a new website and show weren't enough of a bomb to drop on the tribe, I'm also going to talk about my new book, Rise of the Filmtrepreneur. It is a new book I'm working on that is going to detail the Filmtrepreneur Method, which I've been developing and working on for a while now. I've been able to look at and talk to so many filmmakers over the course of my career and analyze successes and failures. And there are little clues, there are little tips and models that were created. I can see patterns of successful projects and what they did and how they did it in multiple genres, in multiple ways. And I said, well, you know what? I'm going to create an actual method, a method to the madness. So it's not kind of all over the place. I'm going to create step-by-step way for you to be a true filmtrepreneur. And that's what I'm going to go over in my new book, Rise of the Filmtrepreneur. I am aiming for a September release for it. I'm in the middle of writing it as we speak. I know Alex is crazy. I know, but I've been able to write over half the book within a few weeks, believe it or not, in the middle of doing all of this other stuff. That's how passionate I am for this book and this message and this movement to get out into our community and our tribe. So if you want to pre-order or get on the list to be the first to read Rise of the Filmtrepreneur, head over to filmbizbook.com and sign up. Now, I also want to give you guys a little sneak peek at what is on the Filmtrepreneur website, some really cool resources that are going to help you on your Filmtrepreneur path. So if you head over to the resources section of the filmtrepreneur.com site, I have gone and dug through the internet to get you the best resources, companies, services that can help you on your path. So sections like side hustles, how you can make a little extra money on the side, project development, product creation, how to create those ancillary products that you can sell, website design and hosting, and outsourcing, how you can outsource things that you're not as good at, like graphic design, motion graphics, you know, building a virtual team, all that stuff as well. Email marketing, film deliverables, how you're actually going to put together the final product for your film and how you're going to be able to get that out into the world. Film festivals, crowdfunding, legal stuff, and much more. And full disclosure, guys, some of those links are affiliate links, so I do get paid a little bit of money if you decide to use those services. And that helps keep the show alive and keeps everything moving. But it doesn't cost you an extra dime if you use any of these services. And do not use those services unless you feel that it's going to be helpful to you. I have vetted all of these services to make sure that they are doing exactly what they are saying they're doing, or I have used all of these services myself. And also, because I'm such a believer in education, I also created a courses page, an online education page, where I went and scoured the internet for insane courses to teach you about different sections of the Filmtrepreneur model and method. Things like marketing, personal finance, which is so huge. I wish I would have taken a personal finance course when I was in my 20s, and honestly into my early 30s as well. Branding, film business, product development on how to create those products, and of course, self-development and how to deal with your own stuff and get through all your own stuff to make yourself a better person to be able to put out better products, better films. And finally, storytelling, going deep into storytelling science and much, much more. I really hope that this site becomes a game changer in the business. I really, really do. Now, if that wasn't enough, we will also have a full-blown YouTube page. And if you want to head over to filmtrepreneur.tv, it will take you straight to the Filmtrepreneur YouTube channel. And I'm going to be posting up podcast interviews as well as video interviews of filmtrepreneurs on there all the time and creating other content in the months to come. But definitely go subscribe because I'm going to be putting out stuff every week on that platform alone. And if you want to follow us on social media, just head over to Facebook.com/filmtrepreneur or Twitter, Filmtrepreneur, or Instagram, Filmtrepreneurs with an S on that one. It's a long story. That's why we did that one. But you can do that as well and check out what I'm going to be doing there and posting all the time. And by the way, guys, if you want to head over to filmtrepreneur.com or filmmakingbusiness.com, if it's easier, and you can check out about 30 or 40 articles I've already written in each of the categories, so you can really dive into the filmtrepreneur movement and really analyze and go deep into what we're trying to do with Filmtrepreneur. And I need you as tribe members. You are part of the Indie Film Hustle tribe. You are now part of the Filmtrepreneur tribe as well. They're all the same. We're all together. I want you to share this information with as many people, as many filmmakers as you can. I want this to be a movement. I want this to change the way filmmakers think about making movies. In the world that we're going into, in the world that we're in, let alone the world that we're going into, there is going to be a massive amount of competition. There is a massive amount of competition for eyeballs. And the only way I feel that filmmakers, independent filmmakers, are going to succeed and survive in the years to come is to become a filmtrepreneur, to think outside the box, to create businesses around their movies, to think about their movies as businesses. You know, last year, I checked in 2018, there was 11,735 feature films released, either in theaters, on TV, or independently. 11,000, over 11,000 movies. And that was just 2018. Can you imagine what it's going to be like in 5 years? So the question I ask of you is, why would anybody watch your movie? What makes your movie, your product, so enticing that's going to cut through all of that clutter, let alone compete with huge blockbusters with $1 billion in marketing all around the world? How are you going to compete with that? By being a filmtrepreneur, by understanding niche audiences, by creating products for that niche audience, creating ancillary products that will create revenue streams for years to come off of your movies. I'm going to show you examples. I'm going to break things down for you in a way on this show that you will understand and hopefully get some ideas about how you can become your own boss. You can create your own thing and be a filmtrepreneur. Now, I'm also opening a store. If you want to get a t-shirt, a hat to help support the show, just head over to filmmakingbusiness.com or filmtrepreneur.com. And there'll be a link at the top that says shop. And you can go there and pick up a hat or t-shirt and start spreading the word. Start spreading this movement. And it is a movement. I want you to hashtag filmtrepreneur anytime you post anything about your movie, about what you're doing, so the rest of the community can really see what you guys are doing and talk about what you're doing as filmtrepreneurs. I'm going to be looking for new guests to be on this show. If you're a filmmaker who has been able to self-distribute a movie or do something a little bit outside the box of creating this model, helping to make a movie profitable in a unique filmtrepreneur way, please drop me an email at ifhsubmissions@gmail.com. And you know, we're going to get a ton of submissions, so not everyone's going to be able to get on the show. But if we're interested, we will hit you back. And I'll let you know if you're going to be on the show or not. So we're going to be doing this show, by the way, weekly. It's going to be one episode a week. We're going to still continue with the two episodes a week on Indie Film Hustle and the one-on, one-off episodes of the Bulletproof Screenwriting Podcast as well. I know. It's crazy. I know. I'm an insane man. I'm a maniac. But at the end of the day, I am so passionate about helping you guys. I'm so passionate about changing the game, changing the rules of the game. Do you think David beat Goliath because he played by the rules that Goliath had set down? If David would have tried to beat Goliath hand to hand, he would have lost because Goliath was exactly what he was, a Goliath. He was super strong. He was much bigger. He was a giant compared to little David. But David changed the rules by picking up that stone, slinging it right between his eyes. He knocked down Goliath. And that's what I want Filmtrepreneur to be. You cannot expect to play by the rules of the big boys, to play by the old, worn out legacy model of traditional distribution or traditional ways of making money in the film business as an independent filmmaker. It's going to be extremely difficult, if not impossible, for you to succeed. Because a lot of those systems are built to steal money from you, to make sure you don't get paid, to basically rape and pillage you and your projects. I want to give you the power to change that. And we're going to talk all about all of that stuff on this show. I want Filmtrepreneur to be the stone that David shoots right in between the eyes of Goliath. That's what I want Filmtrepreneur to be for every independent filmmaker in the world. So as you can see, we have a bunch of episodes we launched with, and I want to get you guys into it. So again, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for subscribing. And by the way, you need to subscribe. This is a brand new show. So I need you to go right now to iTunes and subscribe. Just go to filmbizpodcast.com. That's filmbizpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, on Stitcher, on anywhere else that you are listening to this show. Please subscribe. And if you like what you're listening to, please leave a review on the show. A positive review would be great. The higher the ratings, the higher the subscriptions, the more people are going to get this information. It is your job to please share this with any and all filmmakers that are in your world and in your communities and in your social media platforms. Please. Because it's so important to get this information out there. I want this out there to as many filmmakers as humanly possible. So thank you so much for coming on. Thank you so much for listening to another podcast by me. But hopefully it's going to be an insane ROT, return on your time. And that's my goal, is to make sure you get a lot out of this podcast and out of the things that I have planned, not only for the Filmtrepreneur Tribe, but also for Bulletproof Screenwriting and Indie Film Hustle. So let's get into it. Start listening to some podcasts. And as always, the power is in your hands. Be a Filmtrepreneur. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Filmtrepreneur podcast at filmtrepreneur.com.